The five-member United Nations panel of experts report says the Rapid Support Forces, quote, secured a supply route from South Sudan, end quote, with trucks carrying fuel moved from Juba to Wau each week. From Wau, fuel was reportedly transported by land cruisers to Raja, then to RSF-controlled areas in South Darfur. Speaking to VOA today, Ibrahim Muker, Foreign Relations Advisor to the Rapid Support Forces, downplayed the report, saying the RSF has fuel reserves inside the country.
This accusation lacks any basis of truth, actually. It is entirely untrue. Rapid Support Forces, RSF, being an integral part of the Sudanese army, has consistently maintained strategic reserves of petroleum. Furthermore, since the onset of the conflict, RSF has been and remains in control of the Jaili refinery, Sudan's primary fuel refinery.
On Monday, South Sudan's Foreign Affairs Ministry also dismissed the UN report. In a statement, the ministry said, quote, since the eruption of conflict in the Sisterly Republic of Sudan on April 15, 2023, the government of South Sudan has maintained a position of neutrality and has kept its borders open, end quote. Muker says the UN panels of experts should provide evidence that RSF is receiving fuel supplies funneled through South Sudan.
The panel of experts should have consulted the South Sudanese government before publishing conflicting reports. As for us, we challenge them to provide evidence that RSF is receiving supplies from the countries they mentioned. Nevertheless, RSF is not subject to any embargo and can engage in any business that serves its interests.
The five researchers who compiled the report for the UN Security Council said there are conflict dynamics in Darfur and violations of a long-standing UN arms embargo, including the United Arab Emirates. The UAE's permanent mission to the United Nations has disputed that allegation. The UN Security Council imposed an arms embargo on Sudan in 2004. The panel of experts was mandated to monitor compliance with that ban. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.